Welcome to another Train to Game radio production with Danny Palmer.
Hi, my name's William Alexander, and I am a Train to Game art and animation student.
Okay, William, first of all, what first got you into video games?
Well, my dad bought me a PlayStation 1 when I was very, very young, and it was my Christmas present. And ever since then, I've done nothing but game.
So what made you decide you wanted a career in the games industry, and why did you choose to attempt that with Train to Game?
After school, and I kind of evaluated, you know, it was time to go to college, and I evaluated what I had done so far through my very short and unexperienced life. And I decided the only thing I've ever stuck to was playing games. So what I did was I went to college and I started studying computer games. And then through pure luck, on a college assignment, I found Train to Game. And I, just for a laugh, put in an application. Thought, you know, I'll see what these guys are about, and here I am.
What made you decide to quit your college course and study your Train to Game?
Well, Danny, that's a very foresight of you, because I didn't tell you I quit my college course. However, I did. I quit my college course because at college I was sick of hearing off my tutors, "I would love to tell you about this, but we don't have time, we don't have time, we don't have time." So, you know, we were being taught basic texturing, diffuse textures. You know, I really wanted to know about specular maps, normal maps, and light maps, environment maps, but no, they just didn't have time to tell me about it, and I was getting a bit sick of that. So, as well, we were using a modelling package called Lightwave, which is a really good modelling package, and to this day I stand by it, really good, but it's mainly used in the filming industry. So, obviously, I wanted to have sort of training relevant to the place I was going to go into. So the software offer that Train to Game had was, you know, amazing. Being able to get 3ds Max, Maya, Photoshop, it was fantastic to have that opportunity. So that is one of the reasons I chose Train to Game, but also because they could, like I said before, they, Train to Game are not going to turn around and say, "Oh, we haven't got time," because we're a distance learning course, and we are going to tell you everything you need, you know, to know to get in, your foot in the door. And that's why I chose Train to Game.
And why did you choose the art and animation course in particular?
I've always been interested in art and animation.
What's been your favourite part of the course so far?
Gotta be the animation towards the end of section one. I really enjoyed rigging a character and being able to see something that I'd modelled move. It was really cool. It brought it to life for me, and now apart from the course, I'm studying Maya and learning to animate in Maya.
So how do you find balancing the course around your other studies and the rest of your life?
I've got to admit, it's very, very hard. And if you're not a driven person, it's extremely hard. I mean, I've been helped recently because I've been in touch with a lot of Train to Game students in person. And sort of, you know, you egg each other on to do more work. But really, I had a job. And I worked 9 hours a day, 5 days a week, and a lot of work didn't get done on Train to Game. But my circumstances changed, and it turned out I had a lot more time, and I dedicated myself, and it became easier with the more free time I had, obviously.
Whereabouts in the course are you now, and what do you want to achieve with Train to Game this year?
I'd very much like to go to another game jam, which I've heard there's going to be one. Rumour, hint, hint. So that's going to be really good. I'd love to just meet a few more students and just talk to a few more students, really. I don't really get to see a lot of students, even though I have recently. In between now and the next big sort of event, I don't think I'll see many. So it would be nice just to see more students.
And once you finish your Train to Game course, what would your ideal job in the games industry be?
It would be probably working on Assassin's Creed. I would love to work for Assassin's Creed. I absolutely love that franchise, or Uncharted. I'd take any of the two, you know, any of them, yeah.
Great, thanks for your time.
Thanks very much, Danny.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.